Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 7th, and this episode is called Building Systems. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:13. Systems are one of the most important concepts for everyone to develop. Repeat that 1,000 times in your head. They are methodologies and procedures predetermined and put into place for automatic triggering. For example, being a high inspiring personality, I could rarely find my wallet and keys. It's just the nature of that beast. I just put them down anywhere and not know where to look when I needed them. Life from 16 to 50 was difficult. We spend most of our free time looking for things. 50 was when I discovered systems, so I devised a system. Always put my wallet, keys, etc. in the same place, no matter where I went. Have one place. My house, wallet goes in the mudroom cabinet and keys on the key rack. My kids' house, different kids, different places, but always the same place at each place. Going out other places, keys on my belt loop with carabiner, wallet in front left pocket, phone in jacket top pocket. Never lost them since then. How about a system for how I respond to someone? I'm also a high dominant personality, so I can sound blunt, harsh, abrasive, curt, terse, etc. when I respond to people, especially if the topic is hard. I usually don't mean to, but that's what happens. That can bowl people over. So how do I recognize that and answer appropriately? Systems. First, I check my attitude. Second, give the person the benefit of the doubt. Third, speak slower and softer. Fourth, ask questions. Fifth, respond instead of react. I remember that I am talking to a son or daughter of the Most High and that I need to love in my speech. In meetings, I write the letters FOS on the top of my page, so every time I look at my notes, I see it and act accordingly. FOS, fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Read the above scripture on the armor of God. It's a system. Ephesians 6:13 through 18. I now have hundreds, if not thousands, of systems in place for all kinds of things. The great thing is that once I put it in place, it's like a seed planted. The next time I mess up and forget it, it reminds me, and I learn to do it more, better, faster. I think the most important part is that you have intentionally decided what the right thing to do is, and that changes your whole thought and action process. Start building your systems today. It will make everything go better. Lord, help me be intentional about building systems for all the areas I'm weak in so that I might build character and do the right thing. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.